It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
A lot of things could happen to make a bride upset on her wedding day. It could rain, okay? You could get something old and something new, something borrowed, and then Janet forgot something blue. It could just ruin the whole day. And one of your friends could make a scene at your wedding, which could also make you angry.
Oh, no.
Well, Nicole is on the phone today, and she wants to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call to a guy that went to her wedding and then caused a scene. Nicole, how you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So you had somebody cause a scene at your wedding, and you want to call them today and confront them about it?
Yeah. It was really awkward.
So what happened?
Well, so we're mid-ceremony. I mean, like, the priest is talking, and a friend of mine, a male friend, just stood up and walked out.
In the middle of your ceremony?
Yes, in the middle of the ceremony.
Whoa. Was he, like, sick or something, or did he have a reason?
I'm not really sure. Everybody noticed. He stood up, and he just walked out.
So did he, like, leave in a huff? Like, it was... He caused a commotion while he was leaving?
No, I mean, he didn't, like, say anything, but he was obviously upset, and he walked out.
And this isn't an ex or someone that you've hooked up with in the past?
No, he's just my friend, although I have heard from some people that he's had, a crush on me for some time.
Okay, so you think maybe he was sitting there watching you get married, then it got too real, and he was like, I got to get out of here.
I mean, maybe he got overwhelmed. I don't really know.
Have you tried to talk to him since your wedding?
Yeah, I text him, you know, like, hey, what happened? Why did you leave? And he responded, and all he said was, I'm fine, whatever, enjoy your marriage.
Ooh, bitter much?
I think that tells you right
wow.
there
yeah.
that he's a little angry that you're married, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like, but I just want to know for sure, and he won't answer my phone calls or anything.
Why is this so important to you? If I had a friend that walked out of my wedding, I'd be like, well, they're probably not a very good friend then.
I don't know. I wish that I could just let it go, but it's just, it's nagging at me. Like, it was such an awkward moment. Like, I'm standing there, and I'm trying to concentrate on getting married to my husband, and I see him out of the corner of my eye, like, stand up. I'm like, what the f***? It's happening. I'm getting married.
At least he left before it came to the part where, like, does anybody have anything to say?
Oh,
and he didn't
yeah.
stand up and go be like, no, you mustn't get married, for I am in love with you, Nicole.
I mean, either one is bad. He disturbed my wedding.
Are you pissed at him? Because I would be pissed if I was getting married. I'd be pissed if I was getting married in general. But I'd be pissed if I was getting married and one of my friends stormed off and then ruined the rest of the day because that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
I'm mostly confused. Like, he's been a really good friend. I don't want to lose his friendship. I just want to know what's happening.
Okay, so you know how the Awkward Tuesday phone call works. If you want our advice, we'll give that to you as long as you call the person that you're having an issue with. If you call him and you get him on the phone and he professes his undying love for you and tells you that he hasn't slept a wink since your wedding, what are you going to do?
Well, I would probably tell him that I am just happily married and I want to be friends and hope that he's okay with that.
I was hoping you would say that you would leave your husband for him.
Oh, God.
No chance of that?
Really awkward.
Yeah. Make it a super, super awkward Tuesday phone call.
That would be so awkward. No.
Okay. But there's no chance of that, huh?
No, there's not.
Okay. What does your husband think about you trying to get in contact with this dude? Because it seems like he obviously has feelings for you.
Well, he knows that we're friends, and obviously he knows how I feel about him. So he just wants for my mind to be at peace, you know?
Has your husband ever seen The Notebook before? And how undying love never changes, and you could leave him for this man at any moment. Does he know that?
This
is not the situation here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know what's going on. I feel like I am entitled to an answer after he stood up and made this awkward situation at my wedding.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, give you your advice, and then have you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on.